Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I am back and we are here to talk about RuPaul's Drag Race Season 14, Episode 3. I don't know the title of it, but we're going to just call it The Two Big Balls, because that is what we get this week. We get two balls for the price of one. And I'm just going to state it right now. I did not enjoy this episode. This was probably my least favorite ball that we've ever had. And usually they are one of my favorite episodes. So take it with a grain of salt. I've taken a very, very long time to do this because I have a sty. I don't know if you can see it, but my eye is very pink right now. Not my eye, my eyelid, I should say. It was really swollen. And normally when I do this video on Saturday or Sunday, my eye was almost completely closed because it was so swollen. It has gone down considerably. I think we are at the end of the sty, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So here we are. It is, what day is this? Tuesday, that we are doing this recap. It's going to be a lot of pictures. If you are listening to this as a podcast, you may want to go check it out on YouTube because it's going to be a lot of photos because we're looking at 42 looks. And like a bunch of other places that have ranked them from top to bottom, I've noticed around. I've done the same, but I did it based on the Instagram poll. So it is not my personal opinion, the ranking of them, but it is the ranking of all of the voters. And I have the list in front of me, and we're going to start when we get to it at number 42 and work our way to number one. And that'll be the Instagram side of it. And then I did a composite of all three looks and averaged them out to give us a list of who was the best and who was worst according to Instagram, not according to the Drag Race judges, the Drag Race producers, or even myself. So that's what we're going to get into today. Like I said, I did not enjoy the episode, but we did get, let me share my screen so we can get right into it. Maybe, there we go. We did get the two eliminated queens back. So Orion Story and Daya Betty are back in the workroom with us this week. Let me see if I can move those off a little so it's not blocking Missy Angeria. So these are our 14 queens. We kind of all knew that this was happening. It's not a huge surprise. RuPaul did say, I think in in the last week's preview, that there would be 14 chocolate bars. So we needed 14 contestants. They are back. And they are here to slay another day. So we have 14 queens. And like I said, we talked about the chocolate bars. I don't know if these are new chocolate bars because it just says RuPaul chocolate on the outer layer of it. I bought one of these RuPaul chocolate bars at the first drag con in LA that I went to, and it had all kinds of crap in it. I had saved the box for a long time, but it got crushed. I had it on my desk at work. It got crushed one day, and so I threw it out. I couldn't even tell you which one it was, but it was really kind of gross. I did not enjoy it. I know that it cost me $8 for it. I did not like it, but this looks like plain chocolate. So maybe these are different and tasty. So let's go through what the chocolate bar is actually. The chocolate bar is the twist of the season. I guess the additional twist, because the other two queens are back. That's the first twist. This twist is that each queen had to pick a chocolate bar and sign it while they were there in the workroom. And they have to keep it with them. They can't look at it. They can't open it. And then they have to bring it with them if they are in the bottom two lip syncing. I know none of this is true. It is completely made up. Do not trust the producers of this show. They are not going to let some ratchet queen get by with just the golden ticket that is supposedly in one of these bars. Anyway, the bottom two queens that are lip syncing have to bring their chocolate bar that they've initialed and signed their names on out to the runway while they lip sync. Whoever loses the lip sync will open their candy bar if it is golden. I don't know if the bar is supposed to be golden or if there's going to be like a golden ticket like Willy Wonka. I don't know. But if that's the case, then they get to stay and they do not have to sashay away. I am hoping that this is the only way we get a double Shantae on the season, because we don't need any more episodes than we have already, because we are now at episode 3 and have gotten rid of one queen. So there you have it. So that's our twist, the chocolate bar twist. I wished the person that opened her chocolate bar on the runway this week just like took a big bite out of it on the runway, but they did not. Maybe it's not real. Maybe it's just prop chocolate. I don't know. They certainly didn't have it with them the whole time. It would be a melted mess. She pulled it out of her boobs. It wasn't in there because the stage lights and her body heat would have melted that chocolate bar during the lip sync. That's all I'm saying about that. So they were probably not given to them until the end of the lip sync. Like I said, we have two balls, the hide and chic ball, and this is our first 7 queens. We'll be doing this. This is all animal print themed. There are 3 different categories within this. And they are zebra print resort as the first one, leopard evening wear, and then animal print bridal couture. I love animal print. I have a lot of animal print. This was too much animal print for me, the whole thing. It was really kind of overload. I feel like some of the queens didn't understand the challenge. I don't think any of them knew what resort wear was. It kind of felt like some of them didn't know what evening wear was. And the bridal couture, I think, was too vague, where most of them thought they needed to make a wedding dress, not a gown, a wedding dress. But I felt like it should have just bridal couture. They should have explained it and said, it can be a bridal gown. It can be a mother of the bride gown. It can, or mother by the dress, not even a gown. They can be a bridesmaid's gown / dress, or it could be something you would just wear to a wedding, because that felt like what we got mostly, is what someone would wear to a wedding. Only Diabetti is the one that said hers was a bridesmaid. So I think all the rest of them did it as an actual bridal dress / gown. I don't know. It's weird to me. So it was a lot of animal print. That's what I'm going to say right off the bat. Our next theme was red, white, and blue ball. I know that we've done a blue ball in the past. So they just added the red and white to this one. We are running out of ideas on season 14. I didn't really love this one either, because they did that red, white, and blue look for the promos of season 12, I believe. Yes, season 12. That was the season Jada Essence Hall won. And there was a very, very close similarity to what she wore for the promo as to what Angeria Paris Van Michaels created for her look, one of her looks as well. So the ball number 2, the categories were, again, red hot resort. So more resort wear, which this, a couple of the queens got it right on this one. Evening wear, why it gotta be white. So it's all white evening wear. Again, some don't know what evening wear is. And the red, white, and blue bridal couture. And again, what does that mean? Does it mean wedding gown? Does it mean bridesmaid? Does it mean what you would wear at a wedding? I don't know. No one knows. The queens didn't know. And that's all there is to it. So we're getting the results from the Instagram poll. If you want to partake in these polls, we do them every week. And this are the results for this week. But you can find it on my Insta story. I do them usually on, I would say, Sunday, sometime during the day. I will put it on there. It's there for 24 hours. On Insta, you just have to follow me on Instagram, which is Sashay Away with Barry, Sashaywith. Nope. I do that every, I always skip away. Sashaywaway. Withbarry. That's Sashay Away with Barry, just like it sounds. And you can vote on these polls as well. Again, I'm doing the results because I wanted to put them in order this time. Usually we don't have the results when we do the video. And so you have extra time to do that. And then the results will be elsewhere. I usually put them back in the, I'm going to start putting them back in the story. I used to put them on my website, which I shut down. I'm not doing the website anymore. It was too much work. And I don't have time for it. So I will put the results in the Insta story the next day to show everyone how things were voted for. But this is RuPaul. She got an 82% toot on Instagram. I think this look is cute. I'm going to talk about each look a little bit, but not much because we have so many to go through. I do love like these little fan petal things. I think it's very, very interesting. I love the gold shoes. The wig, I'm not crazy about, but it is a RuPaul wig, and that's what she likes to wear. So starting at number 42, this was the least favorite look on Instagram, and you can see that it was a 100% boot. This is the only look that got 100% either way as a toot or a boot. And this is June Jambalaya's bridal couture. This is the look that she made. It was a hot mess. And I have to agree that it probably was the worst look on the runway. So I'm going to agree with this as the worst look. She held the fronds in front of her to hide the upper part of it, which was just a disaster. I actually really like the cape. The dress, I don't mind either. I think if she'd just done the animal print and maybe did it as a to the floor contour, bodycon with the cape, I think I would have liked it a lot more. I didn't love the hair with this either, but it was just not a good look. That's why she's number 42. Number 41 is Cornbread, the snack jeté, with just a 4% toot and 96% boot. This look was awful as well. It made no sense. She pretended to be a snake because she was doing kind of the Garden of Eden and she was going to be Eve with the apple. She made some snake faces. It's just, the outfit is just ugly. It's poorly made. I know she's not a sewer. I know she got help from two different people, but it's just not cute at all. Matty Morphis's came in at number 40 with her evening wear white, gotta be white look, a 21% toot, 79% boot. I didn't hate this look as much as everyone else did, apparently. I think I actually tooted it. So there you go. I like the headpiece on it. I think if she was giving us more body, and if the skirt came in towards her ankles more, it would give her a little bit more shape or bigger hips, one or the other. She just needs more shape because the fabric with the cape is like kind of swallowing her because it's just so much fabric. But I actually like the idea of it. And I like the headpiece. I think her makeup looks fine. So I didn't, at the gloves, you know, maybe not the gloves, maybe put on a nail, girl. That is my dog barking because someone is in the hallway. So we'll get past that in a moment. So that was number 40, Matty Morphis's. Number 39, we're back to June Jambalaya. And this is her leopard evening wear. You can't really see it in this picture, but it is a leopard lamé of gold and black. This hair is tragic. The outfit I don't hate. It's just too much fabric. She couldn't walk in it. You saw her on the runway tripping. She got a 23% toot, 77% boot. So it wasn't despised by everyone. It was just not a good look. It just needed to be edited down. There was just too much fabric, and that's all I can say about it. Number 38 is Orion's Story, and this is her bridal. Did I say that right? Yes, 38 bridal. This is her animal print bridal look. Whose wedding is this? I know that she said this was an homage to her mother. They called it very Peg Bundy. I don't know if, I think it actually could be a bridal gown if she even just like where it ends at her knee, attach some kind of tool to make it go to the floor, like a trumpet of tulle. I think it would actually look really cute. They didn't like the weird straps. I don't mind them. I don't mind her hair, her makeup, and I don't mind the dress. I just think it needed a little bit more. They said there was too much. I just think it's not enough to be bridal. Next up is again, Orion's Story. This is her zebra print resort. And we are at number 37 on our list. She got a 26% toot, 74% boot for this one. I actually like this look. I was a little upset with her saying that she was doing Heathers and carried a golf club when Heathers is croquet. But that is my only fault with this. But I think the look is actually really cute. I like the skirt and the gloves in the zebra print with the white top. I think this hair is really, really cute and big on her. The thigh-high gym socks with the little almost like athletic sneaker heel. I think it's very cute. So again, I didn't hate this look. I don't know what people are doing. My only problem was that she said it was Heather's and didn't have a croquet mallet instead of a golf club. Maddie Morphis is coming in at 36 for her red, white, and blue bridal look. Again, I don't hate it. It's very basic. That's the only thing I can say about it. I think she took the category to heart. Again, she needs to pad bigger hips. That's my biggest issue with her, because she looks like a column. And I know that she does have some pads in there because you can see them going out a little bit. It just either the skirt has to be taken in at the bottom or the pads need to be bigger. But I think her hair is cute. I think it was a cute idea that she did on the runway. I like the bows on the gloves. I didn't hate it, but it got only a 28% toot and a 78% boot. This is also when RuPaul went crazy in the judging panel, doing all of those sounds and noises that no one really knew was happening. She blamed it on a coffee enema. If I didn't know that she was sober, I would say she took an edible and it kicked in, but I don't think that happened. I'm not saying that. I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she was just trying to make us enjoy the show because it was kind of boring. So she wanted to be a little kooky about it. That's it. But that's Maddie Morphis's bridal coming in at number 36. At 35, we are back to Cornbread, the snack, Jeté, and this is her zebra print resort wear. This might be my least favorite look on the runway. I think this is lazy. I think it's sloppy. I just don't like this look. I think it's really, really bad. But it got a 29% toot and a 71% boot. I think people on these Instagram polls sometimes vote for the personality and not the actual garment that they are seeing. But I did not like this. Again, I think it was my least favorite look of all the looks on the runway, which is saying a lot. No, June's wedding dress was worse, but this is a very, very close second. And then followed by her Cornbread's bridal one as well. I don't know. I didn't like it. 34, we have Deja Sky in her red hot resort. I don't know what resort she's wearing this to, but she got a 30% boot and a 70%, I'm sorry, 30% toot and a 70% boot. This pinkish lavender hair with this red dress makes no sense. This garment as being resort makes no sense. It is like a full tulle gown. This is nothing you would, it's not resort wear. Resort wear is something you'd wear to a resort. Who's wearing this to a resort? Not me. I would say swimsuit, shorts, even like a cigarette pant, something, you know, it's semi-casual, but still chic. This is none of those things. And that is why she is at number 34 with this look. Number 33 is back to Maddie Morphis's, and she got a 31% toot and a 69% boot for her red hot resort look. Again, I didn't hate this. Sorry, that's my dog again. The dog is barking in the hallway. I didn't hate this look. It was just not well executed. I think the idea was great. It does actually look like something you would wear to a resort. Jumpsuits, I think, are very, very acceptable for that. The hair is messy, but fine. It was just poorly constructed, I think. I believe she said this was the first outfit she's ever made for herself. So I do appreciate that, but it's not great. It looks like it's the first outfit that she did, which is fine. I didn't hate it. It was just poorly executed. And that put her at number 33. Sorry, I had to keep looking at my list. Number 32, we have Alyssa Hunter's animal print bridal. This seems really low because I didn't actually hate this dress. I think people are, if they're voting on it, they're voting on it from this picture because the bouquet is in front of the top of it is actually really cute. I like the length of it. I like her little headpiece tiara thing with the fabric veil in the back. Her hair and her face look really, really pretty. So again, I think this one's really low and I'm not sure why people voted it so low. It was just a 36% toot and 64% boot. It may just be based on this picture or it may be based on her attitude from Untucked because she was kind of nasty in Untucked. She thought she should have won, which is not correct. But I don't mind the look. I think it's smart. I think it's cute that she made it herself is great. So good job to Alyssa Hunter, in my opinion. 31, we have the last of Orion's stories. Look at 38% toot, 62% boot. And this is her leopard evening wear. I'm not sure where she's going in this as evening wear, maybe to the strip club. But I don't know. Other than that, I'm not sure where. I guess maybe you could wear this out dancing. But I think elevated for evening wear, and this is not it. It's not bad. It's just, I think, misses the assignment. She does not need the bones in her hair. I do like the big hair, but the bones need to go. That's all. Next up, we have Deja Sky at number 30, and this is her red, white, and blue bridal couture. 40% toot, 60% boot. I don't like this. She was very proud of it because she made it. She's a seamstress, but I don't like it at all. That's all I can say about it, really. It's a great idea. I think it's probably executed well. I just think it looks really, really like heavy. It's like heavy fabric and like so. It's not for me. Her hair looks lovely. I like this little updo that she's wearing. I think it's very, very cute. And that's that. We get number 29 is our last corn bed look, and that is a 41% toot, 59% boot. This is her leopard evening wear look. And you have to look very, very closely to find that leopard print because it is hidden. It is only on her shirt and her cuffs, covered by this black gown. It is the best of her looks, but it is also one that to me does not fully meet the assignment because I feel like the majority of it should be the animal print and not black fabric covering up the animal print. Personal opinion. Does she look good? Yes, this is her best look. Did it meet the brief? Not for me. That's all I have to say. Number 28 is back to Alyssa Hunter, 42% toot and 58% boot for her zebra print resort. I think she got the resort right. I think the zebra print is nice. I don't like the outfit. That's all. I get what she's doing. She's kind of doing that après ski. She's got the goggles. She's got her little boots on. If you were at après ski, you would not be wearing shorts though. It should have been a legging if you're doing that theme. But I think the outfit is fine. It's not my personal taste. Does it meet the brief? Yes. Do I like it? No, that's all. That was number 32. That was number 28. Sorry, that was 28. This is 27, and we are at Georgia's. This is her red, white, and blue bridal couture, 56% toot and 40% boot. We have hit the mark where we get over 50% of the toots. And so that is where we're at. And what number are we at? 27. So we're not even halfway through and we're getting toots, at least half of them. This look I thought was awful. I thought it was made poorly. I thought it made no sense. I think she got very, very lucky that the judges gave her positive critiques about this because it is really, really bad. Even when she walked back, when she was walking back down the runway, they kind of zoomed in on the bad sewing. Which they never do unless they want you to know that it's not done well. But this top is nonsense. I don't get it. This seems like a very, very high score, 56% toot for this look. I would have put it in as one of the very, very bottom ones, probably the bottom five looks of the runway. So I don't agree with this one, but I didn't vote. I mean, I did vote. I don't do the final judgment. It comes from the people who are voting. Number 26, we have Bosco's animal print, leopard print evening wear. I just wrote animal print down and that is not right at all. This is her leopard print evening wear, I believe. Yes. And she got a 58% toot, 42% boot for this one. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's to me, it's right at kind of a 50-50 toot and boot. But it's something that you could go out in. I get that. So it does fit the brief of evening wear. I don't like the mismatch print. I actually really like the big leopard print. The small print is what I don't like about it. But I like her hair. I love Bosco. She's one of my favorite queens of the season. So I think she looks good. Number 25 is Carrie Colby's bridal, animal print bridal. Again, I don't know why this is bridal, but it was a 59% to 41% boot. Does she look good? Sure. Except for that head wrap. She looks great. She made this and it looks like she made it. It's not well done. it does have a lining. I know that she did get help from Jasmine, and good for her on that, because Jasmine is a seamstress. I just don't like this look. I think it's very poorly done. Doesn't meet the brief for me, and I don't like the head wrap. 24 is Deja Skye's evening wear, why it gotta be white. 60% to 40% boot. I think she looks good in this. Her highlight on her face is so white. It drives me crazy every week when I see it. I know she's only been 20 weeks, but it's so, so white. I hope she learns throughout the competition to tone that down just a bit. You do need highlight there, but you need to make it look realistic. I don't hate this suit. I think it's cute. It's something I could see people going out in for cocktails. Yeah, it's fine. It's not spectacular, but it's fine. Number 23, we have June Jambalaya's Zebra Print Resort. This is June's most successful look, with a 61% toot and a 39% boot. I agree that this is her best look, and that is why it got the highest toot for her. I think she looks chic. This is exactly what I picture someone at a resort wearing. They're going out shopping. I believe the guest jet said she's on a private jet. She's not flying commercial. I get it. It's totally the look. The judges didn't like the hair, but I actually think the hair works for this. I like the sunglasses. I like the whole outfit. I love the matching bag. So bravo to June on this look. Number 22, we have Daya Betty, 63% to 37% boot. This is her red hot resort. Does it scream resort to me? No. Do I love the outfit? Absolutely. So it doesn't fit the brief, but I think it is a super cute outfit. I wish that the baby doll dress was a little longer. It's very, very short. And so she has on these dark red tights to kind of hide that. I love that the back of her head was bald, and I love these pigtails coming out of it. I think it is super, super cute. Really, really like this look. I just wish the baby doll dress was a little longer, to come down maybe an inch too, even, because it's just really, really short. I know she's a giant woman, so just a little bit more length to it. All right, we're finally at the halfway point, and at number 21, oh no, sorry, that's not it at all. Yeah, nope, I skipped numbers. I don't know what I did. Anyway, this is Bosco, and she is number 21 on my sheet. She says 19, and that's not true. Oh, it's because there's three that have 64%. That's why. So 21, 20, and 19 have all the same scores. So this is Bosco's animal print wedding look. Again, I don't get wedding from this, but I like the dress. It's very similar to her zebra print look, which we will see later. But I think it's really cute. I like that her gloves have white leopard print on them. Rather, the top is white leopard, the bottom is black and white zebra. The pop of red is a nice little touch. And I like that she's carrying the lion, the tiger head in her hand. So I really liked it. It was 64% to 36% boot for Bosco. Staying in the 64% to 36% boot is Daya Betty's red, white, and blue bridal couture. She did tell us that she did a bridesmaid dress, not a wedding gown. And I think it's really fun. I think it actually could pass as a wedding dress for a trashy Americana wedding. I think the wig is great with this. I love all of the ruffles. The fact that she sewed those is very, very impressive. It's not easy to do. I guess the length of it kind of really does make it bridesmaid. So I think this was a job well done. I believe on the pit stop, Violet Chachki said this was her favorite look on the runway. So there you have that. But that she is coming in at number 20, 21, 20, 19, they're all the same number. So you figure it out. Our last one at 64% too is Jasmine Kennedy's Wyatt Gabi White Evening, and 36% Boot. It's a cute, cute dress. It is very figure skating to me. Again, I don't know where she's going out in this dress, unless she's putting on some skates and skating on a rink. The hair is gorgeous. The makeup is stunning. The dress is just a little too figure skater for my liking. Maybe if the Astrid Fettlers came all the way down into kind of a gown, or even like a high-low thing where they just went further in the back, I would appreciate that more. But with it this length, it really comes off as figure skater to me. But it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. It is still beautiful. And that brings us to Willow Pill. So we have two at 65% toots, and that is, so that is going to be number 17 and 18. So this, we're going to say this one's 18. I don't know. Who cares? She's either 17 or 18. This is a 65% toot, 35% boot. This is her zebra print resort. People went crazy for this and the judges went crazy for it. I didn't love it. I don't hate it by any means. It's certainly not a bad look. It seemed very pedestrian to me, and I think that's what she was going for. Would you see this at a resort? Probably. In Florida, somewhere in Florida, I could easily see this. So I think she met the brief. She looked good. It didn't wow me as much as it wowed everyone else. Our other one at 65% is also Willow Pill. And this is her leopard evening wear. To me, this is evening wear. To me, it's not enough leopard. I know it's black on black leopard and you can see it in the dress. I want to see the actual print. It's hard to see that, especially when under those lights, you couldn't see it. Does she look good? Yes, by all means, she looks great. This dress fits her wonderfully. I love the gold chains on it. I like her hair. I don't love her hair, but I think it works for the outfit. So that's her look. That was Willow Pill in her animal print. So that was 17 and 18, both at 65%, both by Willow Pill. That brings us to Lady Candom at number 16. She's got a 67% boot and a 67% toot and a 33% boot for her Red Hot Resort. She got resort right. She knows what resort wear is. She's wearing a bathing suit with a little cover up. She's got her sunglasses on. I love this little wrap on her head. She's still got a wig on underneath it, which is impressive because usually when the queens put a head wrap on, they don't wear one. So I like that she added that to it. I really like this look. I thought she could have been in the top this week, but she was only safe for her all of her looks. But I thought this was a great start to her runway. So bravo, Lady Camden. Again, another queen that I really, really like this season. Moving on to number 15, we have Carrie Colby in her zebra print resort. 68% toot, 32% boot. She looks great in this. I don't love it altogether. I hate these pink tights. I know some people are like, that's the greatest thing that she's, that could be, that's a greatest thing of this outfit. I don't think so. I think the dress is actually really cute. I love the tulle underneath it. Do I think it's resort? No. Not at all. I like the little fake hat. You can't see it from here, but it is just a cutout ring and her head is going through the top. That to me is very resort. The dress is not so much. And I hate these tights. I think to pull this pink off, you need pink somewhere else in your outfit. So I think her accessories should have been pink. Maybe she wore pink, if she wore pink gloves, something to kind of offset it. It just looks off-putting to me. Does she look bad? No, not at all. She looks gorgeous as always. She was number 15 on our list. So moving on to 14, we have Georges in her Red Hot Resort. I don't know what resort she's wearing this to. She said she's going dancing at in Miami. That to me does not scream resort. That screams evening. So maybe if she had Red Hot evening wear, that would work. But she did get a 70% toot and a 30% boot for this look. Does she look gorgeous? Absolutely. The hair, the makeup, and the dress are all great. I just don't think it works for the brief of Red Hot Resort, because I don't think this is a resort look. I think it's a dancing dress, and that's what she had, and she's going to wear it. That's all. Number 13, we have Diabetti in her Why It Gotta Be White evening wear. I love this dress, especially when she pops the collar around it. I think the hair is good. I think the makeup is good. I think the dress is lovely. I love these sleeves on it. She got a 72% toot and a 28% boot for this. And I think she knocked it out of the park. It's really, really good. Bravo to Miss Diabetti for this look. Number 13 is Jasmine Kennedy's Red, White, and Blue Bridal. She got 72% toot, 28% boot. I thought this was gorgeous, and I thought it should have boosted her kind of to the top of the group. I know that she was only safe this week, but I thought she should have probably, this probably should have taken her over the top. Maybe her white dress dragged her down a little too much. But I think this is great. The fact that she made this is lovely. I could have lived without that giant star, but I don't. It's not enough for me to hate the look, but it's a little too big for where she placed it, I think. But other than that, she looks gorgeous in this. Really, really great job making this dress for herself. Between Diabetti and Jasmine, they were both tied at 72%. So that was 12 and 13. Moving on to 11, we also have a tie for this. For 11, we have 73% toot and boot of 27%. This one is for Alyssa Hunter's leopard print evening wear. This was Alyssa's best look. She looked really great in this. I love the cut of the dress. I love these sleeves. It almost looks like a coat that she's wearing. It's just really, really good. By far her best look. We are putting her at number 11/10 because there is a tie. And the other 73% goes to Jasmine Kennedy's Red Hot Resort look. 27% boot as well for this one, but 73% toot. This is great. I think she looks wonderful. The wig is perfect for it. The glasses, the little head wrap on her hair, the bathing suit with the cover up. The only thing she did not need were these claws. I get it. She's trying to be funny and campy. You did not need them. The look was great on its own, but this is really, really a strong, strong look. So that was 11 and 10. So we're up to number 9. We've cracked the top 10, everyone. Number 9, we have Lady Camden at 76%. I'm looking to see if there's a tie. There is not. So 76% toot, 24% boot. This is her Why It Gotta Be White evening wear. I think it's gorgeous. I think she looks stunning in it. Is something I did not expect from her. I'm very, very impressed. She really impressed me this week. Again, another one that I thought could have been in the top. I realize not everyone can be in the top, but I didn't agree with two of the people that were in the top. So I would put her there. And I think her hair looks good. Her makeup looks spectacular. This dress is very, very interesting. I like that even though it's short, she has the long side of it with this exaggerated bow. So I think this is a great look. Moving on to number 8, we have Lady Camden. 77% toot, 23% boot for her Red, White, and Blue Bridal. This is lovely as well. It's not, I don't think it's as good as Jasmine's in my opinion, but I think it's really, really well done. The fact that she created like this print on the blue star side of it with the nude illusion underneath it, I think is really, really smart. I know she had that wraparound, sorry, my dog is barking again. The wraparound thing on her white one that kind of blended in. This one sticks out a little more and I don't like it as much as I liked it on the white one. That's my only critique of this outfit. But I think she looks wonderful in this. Number 7 is Bosco's Zebra Print Resort. Bosco got it right. Like I said, it's very similar to her animal print bridal couture because it was the black and white zebra as the skirt part of it. But I think this looks stunning. I am ready to not have these horns. I think we've seen enough of them and we know it's her signature, but I think we've seen enough and we need to see something different. I think this outfit is really smart. I think it's cute. I think it fits the brief as resort. So bravo with the 87% toot and a 13% boot. putting Bosco at number 7. 5 and 6, we have a tie at 88%. So we'll start with Angiera, Paris, Van Michael's Why It Gotta Be a White Evening Wear at 88% toot, 12% boot. It's beautiful. I don't know where she's... I would almost say that this is more bridal than her actual bridal look, but it's gorgeous. I love that it's like a white cat, like lace cat suit underneath this. So we get pants, and this is just kind of the jacket cover up. She looks gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Coming in as a tie was Angiera Paris Van Michael's, her red, white, and blue wedding or bridal couture, and 88% toot, 12% boot. This is the look that looks like Jada Essence Hall promo look. I wish I had gotten us a picture of it. I think Jada's dress was actually blue. So I can't say that it's exactly alike, but they're very similar. Yeah, she looks great. The fact that she made this is spectacular. It is exactly right. I know she's a pageant queen. She knows gowns. So I'm sure she knew how to make this in an instant, and she made it correct. It looks really, really gorgeous. That was our 5 and 6, both belonging to Angiera Paris Van Michael's. Moving on to 3 and 4, which are also a tie. Angiera Paris Van Michael's with a 93% toot, 7% boot. This is her red hot resort look. This is so cute. I can't find anything wrong with this look. I think it's adorable. I love this weird triangle shape of it. I love her hair. I think she looks great. I got nothing else to say. She was tied with Willow Pill's Animal Print Wedding Bridal, whatever you want to call it, 93% toot, 7% boot. I don't agree with this one. While I think it's good, I don't think it's as spectacular as everyone said. My favorite part of it is actually the lace veil over just her eyes. I think that's really cute and smart. It's a jumpsuit. It's done well. I wonder how much this cape peplum thing is hiding that we don't get to see in the back that's not done properly. It's a great way to mask it because I don't think it was probably sewed to perfection. And so that's a great way to hide that. Does she look good? Absolutely. Do I think it's worthy of all the praise that it got? No, it's fine. And it looks well done. That's what I can say about it. But that is our Willow Pill, her bridal look. So she and Angiera are tied at spots 3 and 4. Number 2, we have Carrie Colby's leopard print evening wear, 94% toot, 6% boot. Again, I don't think it meets the brief. This is not evening wear for anyone except maybe a high class hooker, because this, it's kind of giving you executive realness. It's like a business suit to me, a really short one, but a business suit. So I don't see it as evening wear. I did love that fact that her fascinator spun. That was my favorite part of it. I don't know what she put on her heels, these feather things, but I don't like them. But it got our number 2 look from the Instagram polls. There you go. And I tooted. I did not boot it. It's a toot. But I think it did not meet the brief. Our number 1 look, and then it leaves us with Georgia's Why It Gotta Be a White Evening Wear. This is a gorgeous dress. This is something she brought with her, of course, and it fits her amazingly. I can't say anything bad about it. It looks really, really good. White is very hard to pull off. She's pulling it off flawlessly. It looks really great against her skin. This hair is perfect with it. This is an evening look that is done correctly. So bravo to Georgia's getting our number 1 look of the runway. There she is. That's her celebrating her number 1 look. However, she did not win this episode. The winner of this episode was Willow Pill. Sure. I mean, I'm not going to dispute it. She's one of the queens I would have said she was safe and not even in the top. Because I thought Lady Camden and Jasmine had better looks than her. My opinion only. But that's the way it goes. So now we have our bottom 2, which are Maddie Morphosis and Dacia Skye. Dacia Skye? Nope. I put Deja Sky in here and it wasn't, it was June Jambalaya. Scratch that, everyone. Deja Sky was not in the bottom. She was safe. June Jambalaya was in the bottom and ultimately went home with her chocolate bar. June Jambalaya took everything possible off of her. She changed her wig. Not changed her wig. She took her wig off to a reveal, which was a bad wig. Her dress kept falling down. She took the cape off. The dress kept falling down. She took her shoes off to dance. That is a big, big no-no. But the two of them lip-synced to Kylie Minogue. I love it. I had to find the name of it. I was going to say, I love you, but it's, I love it. She took everything off. It was gross. I did not enjoy it. I even wrote June and Maddie, and I put Deja's picture in here. Sorry, Deja. You're still in it, girl. All right, so here is where I put all three of their looks and we rank them just so you can see how they all fared. I don't want to go through these all again. We just talked about them. But I did give them an average. And so Alyssa got an average of 50.3% of a toot for all three looks. Not bad. Her middle look really, really kind of saved her with a 73% there, I gotta say. Bosco ended up with a 69.6% toot. I think that's fair. I would have probably put her third look a little higher, but I think that's a fair for her. Her first look was obviously her best look. Next, we have Willow Pill. She got a 74.3% toot for her three looks, obviously the highest being the last look, which is the one that she made. The other two were tied at 65%. So that one really boosted her way up. Carrie Colby got a score of 73.6% toot. And that is due to that 94% toot there on her second look, which I did not think fulfilled the brief. Cornbread the Snack Jeté is way down at 24.6% of a toot. Clearly, her first and third look dragged her down. Her second look was the best, but it still didn't even make 50% of a toot. Not a good week for Miss Cornbread with 24.6% of a toot. Orion's Story, also not the strongest week, but she got a 29.6% toot from her looks. Surprisingly to me, her middle look got the highest toot for her. I thought her first look was probably her strongest. But I'm not going to fight that. Instagram, people vote their minds. That's all there is to it. Finally, we have June Jambalaya, and she got a 28% toot, mainly bolstered by her first look, the zebra print, which was her best look. And then that kind of was dragged down by her last look, which was the only one that got 100% boot on Instagram. Next up, we have Diabetti. We're switching to the red, white, and blue, obviously. Diabetti had a total of 66.3% toot. That's very fair because all of her scores are right around there. So that's right around where she was at. Angeria had a whopping 89.6% toot. All great scores from her and did a really, really great job. I wish there was more blue in her dress. I know her stones were blue on that last dress, but I wish there was more blue in it because if you look at it, it looks like it's red, white, and red. That's it. Deja Sky got a 43.3% toot, bolstered mainly by her second look, the 60% for her white look. The other ones were not great. Jasmine Kennedy got a 69.6% toot. That's fair. It's all, the scores are all right around that number. So that is fair for her as well. Georges ended up with a 74% toot, garnered by her winning look of 96% from the white look. It averaged out her made look, which was the lowest for her at 56%. Lady Camden comes in at a 73.3% toot. And again, a fair. They're all of her scores are in that range. So that makes perfect sense. Finally, we have Maddie Morphosis, and she comes in at 26.6% toot. And I guess that's fair because all of her scores are around there. I don't agree with some of the scores. I think some of them are low, but everyone has their own mind to make up. According to our Instagram averages, Cornbread in the first group was the lowest at 24.6%. So she is our Lois from that group. The winner from that group was Willow Pill at 74.3%. In the second group, we had Matty Morphosis at 26.6% as the lowest score, and Jerry Paris Van Michaels at 89.6% from that group. So the biggest loser overall was Cornbread the Snack Chate, and she wasn't even in the bottom three. So maybe there was a little bit of rigor mortis going on. Who knows? The judges do whatever they want. I'm not the judges. The producers do whatever they want. And so in our minds, and I think in the minds of the world, she did have the worst runways this week. According to the Instagram poll, Angeria Paris Van Michaels was the winner. We know that's not the case. Willow Pill won, according to World of Wonder and the judges. But on our polls, Angeria won it fair and square. I'm just giving you a little snapshot. This is our fantasy league. I am not winning. you can see on there, my queens are Bosco, Matty Morphosis, and Jasmine Kennedy. I am at a whopping 55 points only. But I got to shout out the three people that are tied for first place, and that is Theo Roth, Tim Anderson, and Chris McAllister. Chris McAllister, they are winning so far after week three. This is where we really start counting because this is the official first week, technically, since the first two were split. There are points still given out, but this is where we are going and where it is heading. So shout out to those three for being our tops so far. That's all I have for you folks. I know we've been talking about the way that the Fantasy League picked their queens, and according to that, Orion's story should have gone home first, which she did, but then she got brought back. And so now June went home first, and she was not on that list. That she wasn't low on that list. I'm going to go see really quick where she was because I didn't write it down. I'm the worst host ever. Nope, it's not there. Here it is. So we had Orion's story going home first. Again, she did, but not really. So June Jambalaya went home first. She was sixth on our list. So she should have made it all the way through, almost to the end. And I think it's because everyone thought she was going to get Miss Congeniality, which is usually like five or six in the rankings, but that didn't happen. We said goodbye to June Jambalaya, even though I forgot to put her picture up there and put Geisha Scotty instead. Very, very wrong of me. Next week, we have a video from the one and only J-Lo. Okay, they're very excited to see her. They should be. She is a huge star. We are going to be doing super teasers. I don't know what that really means. If they're going to be like teasers for Drag Race or if they're going to create their own. If it's improv, if it's scripted, I don't know. But it is somewhat of an acting or improv challenge. And we have guest judge Lonnie Love back. She's a good guest, so I'm fine with that. And that's the way it goes. Just so you're clear, June did not have the golden ticket. We all knew that wasn't going to happen, but that's the way it goes. Thank you all for watching and listening, however you're getting this. If you're listening to it, I'm sorry, there was so much visual. You should go watch it on YouTube. You'll get to see all the looks and the pictures and the ratings and everything like that. But I thank you for listening anyway, even if you are just listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, thanks for watching me. Sorry about the sty in my eye. I hope it wasn't too distracting. It has gone down quite a bit, so I think it's fine. And I want to encourage everyone to keep practicing social distancing, wear a mask, get vaccinated, get boosted. I had COVID 2 weeks ago. Not gonna lie, I've been vaccinated and boosted. I got COVID from someone I'm calling super spreader Ryan, who gave it to me and my partner. and we were isolated for a week. We didn't have bad symptoms because we were both vaccinated and boosted. And now we have tested negative as of last Friday. It was last Friday we tested negative. And then Saturday morning, I woke up with this sty. Thank you very much. But do your part for the humanity. We all want to get through this. I want to walk outside and not have to wear a mask again, but we're not at that state yet. But I want to get there. So please do your part. I love you all. Have a great week. Bye-bye.